The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday. Packers are playing today. It's going to be a cut the phone off and watch the Packer game this afternoon, just saying. So on Sundays, before I do this radio broadcast, I often take a bath before I do this program. And what makes it a little special is I usually add a cup of Epsom salt to the bath. And when I get into the bath water, I imagine, first of all, it makes the water immediately soft water, which is kind of cool. But the other thing it does is it actually acts as a way to pull out negative energy or allow you to concentrate with a small ritual to pull out negative energy. So what I do is I fill up the bathtub, I put a cup of Epsom salt in, I get in the bathtub, you know, get myself all clean, and then I lay back in the tub and I imagine that the Epsom salt is pulling away any negative energy. And what I do while that's happening is I imagine that I'm breathing in the word love, I breathe out the word fear. I do that about 6 breaths, and then I imagine that I'm breathing in love, I'm breathing out love. So then when I'm done, this takes about a minute, this part, maybe 2. And then I sit up and I let the water out of the bathtub, but I sit in the water. I sit until all the water is drained out of the tub. And I imagine that all the negativity that I could possibly be carrying around inside of myself, which is always self-generated, by the way. Nobody can put negative energy on you. Any negative energy that you have is energy you've created or believe in some way. So anything I'm worried about, any negative energy, anything that is troubling me, I imagine that while I'm sitting there and the water is draining out and you feel yourself getting heavier and heavier, that this is draining out of the tub. And I usually do that every Sunday before my program. And then I get dressed and then I do the program. And I feel lots lighter. I feel more connected to spirit. All of that happens as a result of that. If the reason why I think Epsom salt baths are wonderful for people is not just for athletes. It's if you start putting that into a daily routine where you do that before you go to bed at night, then you are tuning in more to your own spiritual energy. And for those of you that are just on the bloom of your own intuitive gift or are actively involved in your intuition, one of the ways to facilitate that is by creating a ritual before you go to bed that allows you to let go of the negative energy of the day. Because we're here in this lifetime to learn and then release, learn and then release. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to hang on to necessarily negative or positive experiences. We're supposed to learn and release them. So by you getting into this wonderful bath with a cup of Epsom salt and imagine that all of the negative energies, all of your worries and doubts are being pulled out of your energy field by the salt, then when you go to bed, not only does the bath relax you, but when you go to bed, you're going to bed in a much lighter, more open way. a lot of people tap into their intuitive gift through dreams. And so by doing this ritual and then studying on how to do lucid dreaming, where you become aware in your dreaming state, it's where a lot of people actually learn to connect into their own intuitive gift. You can also create a safe space in your dreaming state to call anyone to you, past or present, and have a dialogue with them. So that's one of the reasons why I'm a big supporter of Epsom salt. I usually get it at the dollar store, so it's not anything that's super expensive. But I do that frequently before I do this radio program, and I just wanted to share that with you because I think it's kind of a cool tip. So I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. What's your question for me?
Just wanted to ask you what you see with my love life moving forward.
Well, as soon as we let go of anything from the past, it starts to move forward. But what I keep getting with you is that once you officially really let go of any past relationship, then you can open yourself to the kind of love that you deserve. Now, I want to tell you, what's coming up in your cards here is and it's kind of two things I have to tell you about. The first is it may be time for you to change jobs. And I want you to change jobs for two reasons. The first is so that you can grow yourself to kind of a better level connected with work. So whatever the next advancement is with your career, that'd be the first thing. The second thing is that there are weird reminders of past people connected with the job you're in now. So part of the reason that I'd like to see you let go of this job and go on something that would actually help move you forward or promote your career in some way, it will keep you busier. And you being busy over the next few months is a good thing because it's saying that your power month for romance is actually June.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually thinking that the series of events is over the next 8 weeks, 7 to 8 weeks, you change jobs. You find something that's the next level up in your career. And then it's saying through this new job in some way, you meet somebody that's more worthy of you. So I hope that helps. Thanks for your call. See you later. All right, I've got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, Felicia. And by the way, I do exactly what you do with Epsom salt. I just don't sit in the tub and let it rot.
Well, see, here's the thing, is that there are people that for whatever reason, they can't get in and out of a bathtub. So mm-hmm. I actually suggest that they soak their feet in Epsom salt.
Uh-huh.
It works. The same thing. Right, because it really mm-hmm. does. Because when you follow any ritual, and it's not about curses or anything like that, or any negative energy that anyone's put on you. Any negative energy that's in you is something you've created. It's not because you've given yourself the choice to create it. You
mm-hmm.
see what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I sit in there and
yeah.
meditate too. Just
oh, yeah,
meditate.
Well, absolutely. Are you kidding? It's one of the best ways to, because a lot of times the only time a woman can find herself some alone time is by taking a freaking bath.
Amen.
All right, girl, what's your question for me?
Okay, my question is, my husband and I are looking for a home. We will have our money together, but do you see us purchasing one soon, like no later than March? Because I'm ready to move out the place we are now. We're financially comfortable.
Here's the funny thing about what your question is saying to me. As long as the place you're moving to has potential mm-hmm. to still be a good, and I know this sounds like the weirdest thing for me to say, as long as you're moving to has the potential to still be a valuable neighborhood, say 5 years from now, then yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And I know that sounds really weird, but for example, if let's say you lived in, I don't know, I'm gonna pull out something. Let's say you lived in Georgetown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you found this killer little place that's in an amazing neighborhood that has been an amazing neighborhood for, say, 20 or 30 years, then it's likely to stay an amazing neighborhood moving forward. and that any improvements you make on the home, when you resold it in 5 years, you'd make a nice profit. What it's saying is that just make sure that the hard work of you going into this is worth it. And I would start getting involved in the community in the new neighborhood now. So instead of waiting till you move to get involved with people, I want you to start getting involved with people now. Now, the advantage of you moving to this new place is that you get to let go of either there's something like a burden, like a location burden or a family burden, or you being too accessible, or the neighborhood that you're in right now has not gone in a direction that you like. But there's a real advantage about you moving. My only little worry is that I want you to connect with the community there before you move there.
So that might be getting involved.
Right. So it's more about making sure that you like the people that you're moving toward as opposed, and I know that sounds like the weirdest thing I could throw at you. Here's the thing, girl, you're set in your ways. You've got your way of doing things, okay? And I want to make sure that the people that you connect with feel good to you in some way. Do you see what I mean?
I got you.
Okay. But it's saying here, now the month that I'm getting for the move that's actually better for you is May, not March. So it may not be that particular place you're looking at.
Well, I haven't found one. I'm still looking. I'm just putting it out there for, getting it sometime in March, April.
Yeah, I'm getting May. So you may get it in April and move in May. But I'm getting May is the big power month. And I want to tell you that it's really important that you connect with people that can help you career-wise or business-wise.
I'm about to make that move in career-wise on the 19th. I have an interview, so I know I'm getting this.
Awesome. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 602 area code. Hello, 602. Who's this?
Hello, this is Evelyn. How are you?
Hi, Ellen. What's your question?
I'm looking to do a career change, and how do you see that coming?
Well, it's weird because before I even turn cards over, what it's saying is that if you're doing a career shift where your experience and background actually applies to a different industry, it feels like the doors fly wide open. If you're doing a career shift where you're going, well, I don't want to do that anymore for what you've been doing, and I want to do something radically different, it's going to be a bigger challenge for you. So which is it?
Well, the location I'm at now, this one place I'm working, they're closing their doors, and it's either they relocate me, but I really don't want to do this industry anymore. I really want to do something different.
Okay, so I have a question. Is the place that they're going to relocate you a place you'd like to live, or do you want to stay where you're living now?
I want to stay where I'm living now.
Okay. So, and what industry is it? Because, you know, I sometimes get great ideas on springboarding, Sarah.
It's retail, grocery retail.
Okay. So here's the thing. If you have experience dealing with people, there's lots of things you can do. You know, if you want to get real radical, it could be going into real estate because you're great working with people. Grocery, from what I understand about grocery retail, is that you guys get paid pretty well for what you do. And because I think you're union, aren't you?
No, and we don't get paid really well.
Okay, so then you're not part of a union group then.
Mm-mm,
so
no.
So I have two suggestions for you. The first would be for you to start shifting your customer service experience into sort of a call center customer service kind of role, and they would probably pay you a little more or about what you're making now, and they always hire people with a good attitude. Seriously. So I would start with call centers. And I would actually see if you can get a job in a call center that works for maybe a travel company. Like here in Las Vegas, we have a couple of, I would suggest a couple places for you if you lived here in Vegas. One would be Expedia.com because they have a call center here. The other one would be TELUS International because they're a call center for other businesses that actually want to farm out the customer service to another entity so they don't have to hire employees. Do you see what I mean? But
right.
The neat thing about this is that you can almost dictate the kind of hours you want to work. So if you're looking to develop your own business down the road, you can go to work, do your job, leave it at work, and then come home and start working on whatever your own private business might be down the road. Because ultimately, I see you doing something on your own, but you're not ready to do it yet because you don't know enough about the thing you want to do it. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what it's saying here is that when is your last day? When would be your last day at this job?
Well, we're in the process now of shutting everything down, so it could be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, but the official closing date, I think, is February 23rd.
Okay. Now, 23 in numerology is a number of communication, all right? One of the things that I would highly recommend that you do is I wrote something called 9-Day Energy Reset, and you started on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. Have you downloaded it already?
I did not, but I'm aware of it because I've seen it on your thing.
Okay. The reason that I want you to do this is I want you to start it on the 19th, okay? Because what this is saying is the angels are trying to guide you to the next thing, which is a way better fit than what you're in now. So I want you to look at everything that's happening as though the angels are guiding you. I want you to look at your managers as though they're angels for you to guide you into change, because you don't do change very well. I mean, it's like even though this job was kind of crappy, it was a job you could count on, right?
Right.
Okay, so what it's saying moving forward is that now you take this marvelous customer service experience and you actually apply it to a variety of different industries. You could probably apply to be a front desk clerk at one of the hotels, make more money than what you are making now, and just work front desk. Check people in, be nice to them, check them out. You already
I
have
used to do that when I was 20.
See? So there
For
you go.
For 5 years I did
so,
that.
So, see, and my background is, I mean, I was in the hospitality industry for 13 years, so I totally get this, and they always hire people with a good attitude. The fact that you start looking now before you're officially released means that you're worth more, all right? You don't tell them that your place is closing. You just say that you really loved the hospitality industry and you want to get back into it. See, I think that if you got back in the hospitality industry, you'd be awesome as a sales and catering or event manager. So you can take the fact that you have hospitality experience, you have, you know, good customer service experience, and apply for, say, administrative or special event people or catering help in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually already have the potential of making more money than what you're making now. Do you see?
Do you see them offering me a severance package, though, or are they going to just kind of just...
You know, I think what they may do is give you a 1 week severance for every year you worked for them. But I wouldn't count on it. But what I would do is I would say to anybody you're applying to that you would be available for work as of February 25th. February 27th. Because if the last day right now is going to be around the 23rd, if all the doors are going to close on the 23rd, and you say you're available on the 27th, then they say, oh, well, you know, how come you're making yourself the 27th? Say, well, because I want to give a reasonable notice at my job. I don't want to leave them hanging. And I'd like to take a couple weeks off before I start my new adventure.
Okay.
See, here's the thing, is that then you actually work all the way through. I mean, you don't have to give notice because they're going to let you go anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
they can relocate us.
Okay, but see, here's the thing, is since they're offering a relocation, they may not offer severance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was going to say, that's right. They are offering, I think, a relocation so they don't have to do severance, but I was just wondering if I would have a choice.
No. See, here's what I'm getting. Now, here's what I would do if I were you in this position right now, because you know you're leaving anyway, all right?
Yeah.
If I were you, when I went back to work, the next day I go back to work, I would go to my managers and say, I know this is really difficult for you, but I want to be a total team player. So whatever you need me to do to help make this easier, you let me know. Because the reason you're doing that is for a great reference, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you go in and you say, look, I'm still on the fence about the whole relocation thing, but while I'm here right now, I want to be your number one helper. Whatever you need me to help you with, I will help with. If you need me to work extra hours because people are falling off like flies, I can do that. All right? In other words, you be all in for the next 5 or 6 weeks that you're there. All right? But in the meantime, you start applying like crazy to other jobs that you know you can get.
And
right.
And that was
all
my
way...
question because I was wondering, where do I apply? But you were saying call centers, and that's what the first place I started to look because I've done
okay.
call center work too.
Okay, see, here's the thing is that they will hire you in a New York minute. And the fact that you just need to say, I'll start on the 27th, they would totally wait for you. But I got to let you go because I got to go to the next call. So thanks
okay.
for your call. All right, see you later.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. See you later. Bye. All right, guys, I will be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 913. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How you doing?
Hi, Andy. What's your question?
Question is, Mom may need some surgery and just kind of wondering how that's going to go. I always fret a little bit about her.
Let's see. Actually, she needs the surgery, and it feels like it's been delayed or postponed, and what I'm getting here is that the sooner the better. And by the way, the best time to have surgery, the best time, I mean, this is just universal time here, the best time to have surgery is somewhere between December and April. And the reason for that is all the new interns for the medical industry basically flood
yes.
any hospital around August or September, all right? So they're getting their bearings, right. They're getting used to things, okay? So when you wait till, say, December to April for any kind of surgery, more people are kind of they're in the flow, they're in the energy. It's they know what's going on. They're less likely to have mistakes happen. The worst time to have surgery is between June and August. I'm just saying.
When they're all brand new. Sure.
Okay. So what this is saying is that she needs the surgery. She's going to feel so much better after it's done, and the sooner the better.
Okay.
So there you go.
All righty,
thanks for the call, Andy. See you later.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. I've got another caller here from area code 404. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lolita. How are you?
Hi, Lolita. What's your question?
We would like to see what the outcome would be talking to the lawyer that's representing U.S. Bank. Left him a message on Saturday. Need to go ahead and resolve this. Will it be a favorable solution for both of us?
Well, okay. You're going to have this. The cards are saying yes, that there's disruption that you've created that has to happen, and that by you taking initiative, this is saying yes. But tell me what happened with U.S. Bank, because now I'm curious.
I returned some copiers that I had, and I thought it was done deal, but I guess it was a breach of lease leasing the equipment. So I returned it in 4 months, and all of a sudden the sheriffs were, I guess, attempting to serve on Friday. So I had a friend who was a lawyer. He found out who the law firm was that's representing them. So I called Saturday and reached out and let him know, like, listen, I'm ready to tackle this on back in town. So I'm just trying to see if we can come with a resolution. They're trying to get me on a larger amount, but I'm going to see if we can talk about the time that I had the copier here for, which is 4 months.
Okay. So were you working from home and it was a copier that you were doing work for U.S. Bank with?
I guess they're the fund leasing company that approved it. I didn't even know there was somebody else leasing
okay.
it.
Okay, got it. So in other words, you had the sort of lease loan through U.S.
Yes.
Bank.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And you returned it because either you couldn't afford to pay it anymore or
yes.
whatever. Is that what happened?
Couldn't afford
okay.
to pay it anymore. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the thing is that they got the product back. And
yes.
And what it's saying here is that there's huge success connected with this. The fact that you stepped forward and wanted to resolve it shows that you're not trying to do anything illegal or immoral, or in other words, you're trying to be ethical here, and that the fact that you returned the product says that they got the full value of the product back. The product wasn't damaged. It was still
no.
in great shape. And so
mm-hmm.
what this is saying is that they're kind of a little pissed off that they don't get the money. But the thing is they I don't think that they can turn around and further punish you for something that you can't pay for. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So what it's saying here is the first card is a card of celebration. It's connected with the number 3. Then you have this card of disruption. So it's disruption that's been initiated, but you're already working it, so it's something you're already aware of. Then you have the most successful card in the whole deck. In traditional tarot, it's called the World. In my deck, it's called Completion, final puzzle piece being put in place. The fact that you took action and didn't wait for, you know, the sheriffs to be pounding at your door kind of thing, the fact that you took action and returned this product in perfect condition says that you are showing good faith. And that would be the vibration that I would take on, is that you're showing good faith about returning something that you could no longer afford to have.
Okay.
Now,
sounds great.
And the thing is that your blessings to your attorney friend that's helping you with this, because that
mm-hmm.
was that you may owe this person a favor down the road, and I really, really want you to step up immediately when they ask you to return the favor. Okay. This is also a karmic thing. So when you go in with the idea being humble, and that, you know, I'm sorry, I could not afford to keep the lease on this copier, and that's why I returned it in perfect condition.
Okay.
And if they say, well, you broke the lease and you owe us now $10,000 or whatever it is, say, well, I can't afford to pay that. You have the value of the, and what I would do is have your attorney come up with what the actual value of that machine is right now.
I already did.
Okay, you,
it's
right,
$3,000. Yeah,
okay,
I did it
fabulous.
In August.
Okay, perfect. So at the time that you returned this machine, the value of it was still, okay, so I'm going to use round numbers. So let's say the loan was originally $10,000, and the value of the machine now is $8,000, okay? Now,
okay.
I can see you saying, well, I've already paid this amount, so basically we're even. Or you can say, well, you know, the difference between the value of the machine now and, you know, what my original lease obligation was, you know, I may owe you a few $100 and I have no problem paying that, but I can't pay you more than that. So, but it says here that this is the most successful card in the deck that you have. So it says here that you actually, this is ruled in your favor.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then email me after all this happened so that I can find out what happened.
No, I definitely will, because they're coming out. And I'm not at home and to get the paperwork, but and next week I start to work a little training on Comcast while working from home, and I'm not going to be there. So I'm hoping that once we talk on Tuesday that he will let them know to not go there. We're resolving it. Like, do you feel like this is a quick solution once we talk?
Well, here's part of the reason. Wait. Let me tell you something else that's interesting about that. And I don't usually answer a follow-up question, but the only reason I am is when you mentioned Tuesday, the date on Tuesday is the 21st. The card called The World is a master number 21.
Okay.
So
you're awesome.
I have really good faith here that there's going to be a very palatable resolution. And I want you to go in with the idea that it's all going to work out, that you're not, don't let yourself get stressed out. Seriously, when I would take a Epsom salt bath, did you hear me at the beginning of the program? Before
yes, ma'am.
The phone
mm-hmm.
call? Before
mm-hmm.
the phone call, okay? Because I'm telling you, the number 21 is a powerful number. And remember how I said there's something to celebrate connected with the number 3 for you? Well, 2 and 1 equals 3. So I actually think that this gets resolved to a very workable situation for you. And so email me after the call on Tuesday, okay?
I will, definitely, hon. Thank you so much.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 956 area code. Hello, 956. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Yolanda. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Yolanda. What's your question?
Hi. I was wondering what you see for the year 2017 for me.
Well, I only do that on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day every year because it's a very open-ended question. And that's usually why
mm-hmm.
people actually book a session with me. So the design of this program is for you to ask a specific question, similar to the caller before you.
Okay.
So do you have a specific question?
How about relocation? Do you see relocation for me at all?
Yes. Because here's what it's saying, is that you're getting really, really honest with what's going to make you happy. All right? I will tell you this thing about 2017. It's a 1 year. You add 2 and 1 and 7 together. It equals a 10. Numerology, you drop the 0. It's a 1 year, which means that it's perfectly okay and that the universe supports you making you a priority. Okay? There's a card that talks about a deep letting go of what's not working for you. And what it's saying here is that you start being very, very honest with everybody around you of what you want to do this year. You say, I want to mm-hmm. relocate. I want to have a job in whatever city it is. So where do you want to move to?
No, I want to move to the same city, but I just want to go ahead and move a little bit closer to where my job's at, really.
Okay. Well, this is saying you can make it happen just by you being honest about what you want. See, I think the ideal situation for you would be to see if you
mm-hmm.
can – see if you can get, because here's the funny thing, is I keep getting that if you kind of got to what's most important to you, it's not about having a lavish place to live, it's just having a comfortable, safe place to live. So if you were someone that could
mm-hmm.
rent somebody's above their garage or their casita, or, you know, because a lot of people have like extra place that's almost like a mini apartment, if you could find a place to rent like that, it would be perfect until you decided what you were going to do for your permanent living situation. But the answer to this is absolutely yes. Absolutely yes.
Okay. And it doesn't say... Go ahead.
No, you finish.
No, I was going to say, and it doesn't say if it's maybe the beginning of the year or towards the end of the year.
It's saying that you can move as quickly as 9 weeks from now. Really want to.
Okay.
But you have to start telling everybody you want to move. You have to actually start talking about it. So if you were listening to my little ad about the 9-day energy reset, it's a way for you to draw to you what you want. And I would recommend that you do that ritual starting on the 19th.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Then we'll go ahead and start it on the 19th.
All right,
gal pal.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Stacey. I just wanted to see if that coming in.
Okay, sweetheart, I can barely hear you. Could you say your first name again?
Stacey.
Stacey. Okay. What's your question for me, girl? Okay. Sweetheart, your phone's breaking up. I can. I'm really having a hard time talking to you here.
Hear me?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're breaking up a bit. So, is there a place you can move in your home that you're not like breaking up? Okay. I'm really having a tough time. I'm going to put you back on hold and I'll try you back again in a couple minutes. I'm somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question?
My question is, this is a friend of mine's. I just want to know, do you see us maybe in a relationship? Her name is China, like the country China.
Right.
And yeah, and that's her name.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that this gal is coming up in your cards reversed. So it could mean a couple things. It could mean that she's not totally available and that there may be other men that she's dating besides you. Or it could mean that she's just not really ready to get emotionally involved with anybody. Okay? I don't think she's a bad person. I just don't want you to throw your total heart into this right now until she shows you that she's ready to be in a relationship.
Okay.
So this is where you concentrate on being her friend. Now, I want to tell you, this keeps saying in your reading that probably the best way to find out if she's somebody that could be a good partner for you is to see if she'll go to church with you.
Okay. Because we friends on Facebook, and she's actually at church now.
Okay. Because here's the thing is that I'd like to see you go to church with her.
Okay.
Because the thing is that I want you guys to do whatever your normal routine is together, where it is it's part of something that you do as a ritual or a routine or as an activity together. Because the thing is that this keeps coming up as she's not quite ready, and that's the thing that worries me a little.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Okay. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 559 area code. Hello, 559. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
I wanted to know if Alex and I will be in a relationship this year, a romantic relationship.
Let's see. Well, Alex is coming up reversed, which means he's either distracted by somebody else or he's not quite sure what he wants to be when he grows up. And which is a funny thing for me to say because that's the immediate reaction I got when you mentioned Alex's name. And here you are. Say that again?
It's a second one. It's a second one. He doesn't know what he wants to be when he grows
okay.
up.
Okay. So you have this card that talks about total trust and commitment, right? So I don't want Alex to have that part of you until Alex proves that he's worthy of it, okay? Which means that you still need to go get involved in life, get connected with people, get connected with groups, start looking at what you really want to do career-wise. In other words, you start getting sort of selfish about what you want, whether or not it includes Alex. That's more likely to draw Alex to you than if you keep, you know, kind of trying to stay connected with him. And in a way, the busier you are, the more you seem engaged in life, the more attractive you become to Alex, which is the weirdest thing I can say to you. But that's what the cards are saying, is that there's something about July or August where he finally gets it. He finally understands that if he wants the life he wants, he's got to take action and it's up to him.
Oh, I have no intention to waiting for him that long. Oh, no. I know my worth is. So.
Okay. So yeah, what it says here is that right now Alex is not a good fit for you. Right this second. Right this. See, when I do a quick reading for you, it's a picture of this moment right now. And what it's saying is in this moment, heck no.
Okay.
Seriously, heck no. All right. Now, it doesn't mean that that might not happen down the road, but I agree with you. It's time for you to really put your priorities in order and pay attention to you. It's a 1 year. It's time to pay attention to what's going on with you in this year. So as far as Alex is concerned, back burner.
Got it. Thank you so
All right.
much.
Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to see if I can get Stacy back on the air here. Hello, girl, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, much
yes,
better. Okay,
hi.
So
thank
what's
you so
your,
much,
what,
Monica. Yes.
What's your question for me?
I want to know when you see a job coming in.
Okay, so one of the things that I know for sure, that if you want a job,
mm-hmm.
the best way to get a job is
mm-hmm.
to get hired at a call center. I'm just telling you, because they're looking for people all the time,
mm-hmm.
all right? If you go in with the right attitude, you show that you're totally devoted to being an on-time and loyal and productive employee, you can get a job. Seriously, and there's so many jobs out there right now. They may not be $150,000 a year, but there are jobs out there. And once you have a job, then you can start looking for the job you really want. So I just want you to get hired somewhere, anywhere, okay? What it's saying here is that the last thing you need to be doing is playing footsies with any guys right now.
Footsies?
Seriously. It's saying any men in your life right now have become a bit of a distraction. But I see you being
No, there isn't any man.
Okay, then it's saying keep it that way because they would be a distraction, all right? You are saying the cards, and I'm giving you kind of a bonus here, girl. The cards are saying that in about a year and a half, you meet the man that you spend the rest of your life with, but you meet him through work, which is why there's this big priority about you getting a job, in my opinion. The one that I like for you has got brown hair and blue eyes. He's slender and he's incredibly smart. But there's something about the connection of the two of you that's just awesome.
And that's in a year and a half?
You meet him within the year and a half.
And
it's
the job,
it's connected through work in some way. So you meet him because of you working at this new job, whatever the new job is. You meet him through work. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, happy Sunday. My name's
happy
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hi. Well, this past Thursday, I had two final meetings, and I want you to see if one of them is going to go through. I think they went really well.
All right, so
I know they went really well.
Okay, I'm doing three cards for the first meeting. I'm doing three cards for the second meeting. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, because you know what? Either one is freaking awesome. One, the first meeting is easy for you. Okay, so the first opportunity, it's like a walk in the park for you. It's super, super easy, okay?
God, you're so right. I'm telling you.
Okay,
they're the same jobs, but different
you,
responsibilities. Sorry,
okay,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
So the first one is just, it's a walk in the park for you. The second one is you're going to have to be incredibly disciplined, but it feels karmically brought to you, and you have to let go of sort of an old way of doing things. So there's sort of this feeling of trial by fire in a way for the second one. And that
more responsibility lots, I know.
Well, yeah, it's very, it's like you're going to be everybody's mom. And I kind of hate to put it that way, but I almost want to say everybody's mother superior. And I know that sounds very Catholic, but what I'm getting here is that they kind of, the second job needs you. The first job's easy. The first job, that would be like a walk in the park for you. You could leave your work at home. You know, but the second job is, it feels very karmic. So I think you're going to get both offers.
Wow. The second one, you know what? I was in there for 4 hours.
Yeah,
well,
there's a reason.
It was the second one.
There's a reason why they were grueling you, because the person before you really messed up.
From the questions one of them was asking me, I think it was a lot of teamwork that messed up with her. He asked me questions that were just how to treat people. I know.
Right. But see, here's the thing, is that the idea that you go in as a sovereign as opposed to a leader, which is a whole different energy. When you go in as a sovereign, it's like you allow people to be on the right seat on the bus, right? You allow people to do what they do best. And so had I talked to you before you did this interview, I would have said make sure that you encourage the idea that it's about blending different personalities and work styles. So you may have said that already.
I did already.
Okay,
I did.
That was the perfect response. Because
I use diversified. How's that?
Right. Because what it's saying here is that the first job would be easy. The second job would be soul satisifying.
So I'll hear back from them, you feel like, this week or next
week?
Oh,
totally.
Week?
Yes. You're going to hear back from both of them. So there you go. Please send me an email after what happens, because, you know, I always get curious about you guys about what happens. So when you send me, sometimes I can't respond to all your emails, but, you know, when I've actually specifically told you to email me, I'm going to be looking for your email.
Thank you so much. Okay. Have a good day.
All right, gal pal. All right, Beth.
Bye.
See you later. Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here. All right. So you didn't unblock your number, so I don't know who you are.
What's
your first name?
Hi, Mona. Hi, Mona. It's Jane.
Oh, hey, Jane. What's your question?
My question is, I think there's something blocking me in growing my business. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's always fear.
Is it fear?
It's always fear. And the thing is that What it's saying here is that you haven't done the best at networking with people that can get to know you. What's going on in the background where you are?
What do you mean in the background?
Well, there's a lot of noise coming through your phone.
There's nothing going on.
Oh, that's weird then. Okay, so when you re-listen to this after it gets posted, as the ability, you can listen to what I'm hearing in the background of your call. It's really weird. It sounds like you're either taking a bath or doing some water stuff or flushing the toilet. It sounds really weird.
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that there's only two ways you can live your life. You can live it in love or you can live it in fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't believe in competition. I believe that the people that are meant to find me will find me, all right?
Yeah.
So I don't really pay attention to what other readers do. I'm incredibly cynical with people that say they can connect with folks on the other side, because why would you be worried about that when you should be worried about your own life? So I'm like, it's like I have this sort of thing. It doesn't mean that folks that do that don't give a benefit to a person they're doing a reading or session for, because then people need to have peace with that. But that's not the specialty I do, nor do I promote, okay? But what, back to your question, what it's saying here is that instead of you trying to sort of force your way into whatever, I want you to let the angels guide you. And what that means is becoming incredibly aware of what's going on with you, which is why I've been promoting my 9-day energy reset to people right and left, because it allows you to go into the ritual of relaxing and receiving instead of chasing. And when you get to relaxing and receiving, even something that sounds kind of uncomfortable for you to hear, you may tweak into an opportunity for yourself in some way. You see? But the biggest reason why it doesn't seem like things are moving forward in according to your reading is that you're spending too much time by yourself.
Yeah.
That you're not spending enough time interacting with people. And so you going to wherever you need to go to that could complement your business is totally what you need to do. See, I'm a part of a couple of business networking groups in Vegas, right? And one of the ones that I'm a part of, the very first time that I introduced myself, people guffawed when I said I was a professional intuitive and psychic entertainer, Mystic Mona. There were people that just went, oh, crap, you know, because a lot of people are very resistant to what I do. But I believe that the right people are meant to find me. So I'd been a part of this group for about 8 months, and I had an opportunity to do a presentation about what I do. Well, I didn't change a lot of people's minds, but I opened their mind to a different way of looking at what I do. Because my whole idea about what I do is to kind of change the way a reader is supposed to do business. So if a reader is telling you that you have a curse or bad energy, they're full of crap and they're about to ask you for more money, walk away.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
always a con. So when people have set a standard out there, you know, these con artists have set a standard out there of, oh, 20 minutes, you know, reading for $10. Well, what you don't realize is you get in there and you get hooked in, and they tell you, well, the reason you can't get that wonderful person in your life is because there's a curse on you, and I have to pray for you, so you need to give me $500 so I can do this special prayer for you. See, here's the thing, is that that's why I'm looking to change the way this is supposed to be done. That's what you need to do. So whatever your business is, it starts by you being unique to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's where it starts. And I gotta let you go, because what this background noise that's going on with you is driving me a little nuts. So when you re-listen to this broadcast, fast forward to like 10 minutes from the end, and you'll hear what I'm hearing. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks, Mona.
Okay. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.